covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Having released its first quarter fiscal year results for 2020, Netflix has revealed some unusual coronavirus impacts. Made most plain in its Form 10-Q, Netflix said, the COVID-19 pandemic has also led to an increase in our net paid membership additions relative to our quarterly forecast and historic trends. Indeed, the company reported 15.5 million new subscribers in the quarter for a total of 182.86 million, almost double recent quarter subscription growth. But the filling mourns the surge may not be indicative of results for future periods. CEO Reed Hastings' letter to shareholders opens with, in our 20-plus year history, we have never seen a future more uncertain or unsettling, and goes on to explain that onboarding a rush of new users has actually damaged Netflix's average revenue per user. The CEO also explained that the pandemic will impact the streamer's pipeline of new shows because most film crews worldwide have had to stop working, although animators were quickly back at work and writers mostly just kept writing. Revenue for the quarter was U.S. $5.7 billion and operating income hit $958 million, both the best results the company has achieved in recent history. And that's after taking into account the strength of the U.S. dollar, which reduces the value of subscriptions in other nations. Hastings also wrote that Netflix investment in caching systems appears to have paid off, both in terms of user experience and letting it respond to the government request to reduce its impact on networks. The company has also blogged about its introduction of support for TLS 1.3, which means it can do a full handshake with a device with one round trip, or sometimes without a round trip at all. That translates into faster starts for streams and less traffic on networks. Subscribers ought not to expect more new features at this time. Hastings' letter added that while Netflix devs are now working from home and that transition has gone well, they have temporarily reduced the number of product innovations while continuing to release features they believe will add meaningful value for members, such as improved parental controls.